Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
My name is Dr. Sam High. I'm an internal medicine doctor, and I've been practicing for 9 years. I've been a carnivore for over 3.5 years, and carnivore has helped me with so many different chronic health issues, big food, big agriculture, and big pharma. See, big agriculture, they grow the monocrops, soy, wheat, corn. Big food takes soy, wheat, and corn and make it into food products. Food products that are rich in seed oils, food products that make us sick. And when we get sick, big pharma steps in and deals with the fallout and keeps you stable, not healthy, sick, but stable. And that's a terrible system. That's the triangle of chronic disease. And that's why it's such a big issue today.
The following is part one of a multi-part series with the amazing, incredible Dr. Sam High. I encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you don't miss any of these videos, and be sure to subscribe to Dr. High's YouTube channel. He is doing some incredible work over there. The link is in the description below. Now let's get started. Does humanity need healing?
Absolutely, we need healing. I think I saw in a video from Dr. Barry, he said there were about 1 million carnivores in the world. And if you think about it, what do we have, like 8 billion people on Earth? That's less than 0.001%. That's tiny. The overwhelming majority are not eating a species-appropriate diet. And so it's no surprise we have all these different issues going on. Depression, anxiety, obesity, heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune issues, you just name it, you know. And the current medical system, the way it's designed, is not there to make us healthy. It's a business model. I did a recent video, Carrie. I called it the triangle of chronic disease. And it's big food, big agriculture, and big pharma. See, big agriculture, they grow the monocrops, soy, wheat, corn. Big food takes soy, wheat, and corn and make it into food products that are rich in seed oils, food products that make us sick. And when we get sick, big pharma steps in and deals with the fallout and keeps you stable, not healthy, sick, but stable. Stable enough that you don't need to be in the hospital, but sick enough that you need to come back for repeat visits, so that you need to continue to buy the medications. And that's a terrible system. That's the triangle of chronic disease. And that's why it's such a big issue today. You know, that's besides end of life care costs, chronic disease is what's really costing Americans and the rest of the world all the healthcare dollars that are being spent. It's being spent on chronic disease. But here's the solution. Go carnivore. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if people started eating what they're supposed to eat and there's no more diabetes? There's no more obesity. I mean, what is obesity? Not even talking about people who are overweight, but obesity. That's beyond being overweight. You know, all the blood pressure pills that are being sold, heart disease, autoimmune issues. Just imagine all the different pills that are not going to be generating revenue. And not only that, but all the industries that are affected as well. How would the hospitals be affected? They're not going to get too many visits. All the doctor visits, those are going to go down dramatically. How about all the staff that are employed by healthcare? That's a big chunk of the GDP. That would mean quite a collapse of how society is today. And unfortunately, this will probably take many years before carnivore becomes mainstream. But, you know, we got to start this movement, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That triangle that you mentioned, it's perpetuated too by...
Quick interruption. Beast Mode Soap sent me this soap, 100% beef tallow, free to try. This is certified grass-fed tallow, never vegan, made in the USA, natural essential oils. We got forest ash, paleo pine. We're in the pine forest. The forest ash is my favorite. I've been using it for a while now. They sent this to me for free, but I liked it so much I agreed to do a paid partnership with them because I believe people need to know what they're putting on their body. And the soap that I had at home is full of chemicals, detergents. Seriously, after I use this soap, my skin feels so soft and so incredible. What you put on your skin ends up in your bloodstream. And I only want to put good things in my body and on my body. And this, there couldn't be much better. This is 100% beef tallow.
Learn more at beastmoatsoap.com. That triangle that you mentioned, it's perpetuated too by the addiction. You get stuck in it and you just keep going in the loop over and over again. The thing that drives me nuts and one of the reasons I'm so passionate about this too is the fact that it's just for money. It's just big business. It's not like one just evil guy that's like, oh, we're going to do it. It's every single incentive is the wrong perverse incentive. And the thing that drives me nuts is the fact that it's affecting children. You go in the grocery store and there's cartoon characters on the cereal boxes. It's like if we get them hooked early and get them in that circle at a young age and they start going around, it's worth billions. It's just worth more and more if we get them in there younger and younger. It's just, I really think history is going to look back and be like, what were we doing? Like, and you have children walking around right now with depression and fatty liver disease and all of these issues. It's yeah. Like we've never seen before. It's just crazy.
Yeah. You know, this is something we've never seen before, like you said. And kids, they're the ones who are being victimized right now with the propaganda, the mainstream narrative that's being pushed on them. You know, you look at an average kid, what are they eating? They're eating Lucky Charms, cereals, because their parents are following the food pyramid where you need to eat 6 to 11 servings of grains and cereals every day. Why do you need to eat that? It's not even essential. And so, you know, it's not surprising that there are more kids who are obese than ever before. It's not surprising that there are more kids who are diabetics than ever before. You know, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and you wouldn't find many kids who are obese. Now it's the norm.
Yeah. I remember when I was young, there's like one kid, one obese kid. Yeah. Now it's the norm. And then I think too, like how sick you got, Dr. High, and how sick I got. And I'm like, I wasn't eating anywhere near as bad as this next generation is. I ate bad, but like you said, there it's all the cereal, and now you have the food dyes and glyphosate and pesticides and all these chemicals and science experiments. It's so much more processed food than when I was younger. So many more chemicals and just concoctions, basically. They're working up in a lab and they slap a box on it and they're eating it. So I really worry about this next generation. Like when they start getting older, it's like,
yeah.
You're going to be 20 years old with some of these issues that people in their 40s or 50s would generally get.
Yeah. And you know, Big Food, they have a team of nutrition scientists that they pay millions of dollars every year in salaries. And what do they do? What's their job? It's to create the perfect food that's addictive. Yeah. They create something that's called the bliss point, which is the perfect proportion of sugar, fat, and sweet to keep you hooked. So once a food reaches a certain bliss point, that's what they're going to sell you because you can't fight it. Okay. Yep. You're going to eat that Oreo. It's at that perfect bliss point. There's no way you're going to just eat one. There's no way I'm going to eat one. So it's not a matter of willpower. It's just you can't fight against biology that way.
Right. Yeah, I used to eat those by the sleeve. You couldn't eat one of them. Yeah. And I always tell people too, like you mentioned addiction before. I'm totally addicted. There should be no shame in that though. I think some people feel weird like saying I'm addicted to this food, but if you don't realize that you're addicted to it, you'll probably end up yo-yoing for years and years trying to moderate it. One thing I wanted to talk about with modern medicine, I was on like 10 or 15 medications at one point, a lot of them for depression, anxiety, IBS, gout, arthritis, so many medications. One of the things that frustrates me with modern medicine is it seems like in many cases, patients are told, listen, you've got this diabetes or you've got this cancer. It's just a fluke. It's genetics. We don't know why. There's really nothing we can do but give you medication. I guess I just wanted to get your take on that. Like how much of humanity's health issues are centered on genetics or flukes versus caused by nutrition or lifestyle?
A very small portion caused by genetics. Overwhelming majority is from lifestyle. Now, when doctors don't have an idea what's going on, they'll say it's idiopathic. The cause is unknown. And they'll just give you verbiage that sounds like a health advice that makes sense because it's been spoon-fed to us for so many years. Things like, oh, you're just getting a little older. You know, you're going to have to live with that, right? I thought I was having all these issues because I was just getting older. You know, I wasn't having energy. I was in my 40s. I'm getting older. I don't have the energy that I had when I was in my 30s. So all these things, they just don't make any sense. You know, it's really lifestyle. What you put in your mouth is going to determine in large part how your physiology, your biology is going to react to that. Now, if you put junk in, then you're going to get junk out. You know, how much of that is genetics? I don't know. Maybe a small portion. If it's a small portion, it's a very small portion. But the good news is that even if you are unhealthy, if you have chronic disease, you can change that. You can improve that. And in many cases, you can reverse it. Okay. So I know you had congestive heart failure, right, Carrie?
Right.
And I believe you had the type that was called systolic, where you had a reduced ejection fraction.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the treatment you will get from a doctor. They'll put you on a diuretic, maybe furosemide, Lasix, maybe spironolactone. They'll put you on a beta blocker, which is supposed to help with your heart. They might also put you on an ACE or an ARB, which is a blood pressure heart medication. But they want to manage your volume because when your heart's not pumping that much, then obviously if you have too much volume, then that's going to cause congestion in your lungs. You're going to be short of breath and then you're going to be in the hospital. But you are able to reverse that simply with lifestyle, what you put in your mouth. There's no doctor out there that can reverse congestive heart failure with medications. I haven't heard of a case. You know, this is the protocol to treat CHF, and you were probably on those medications for how many years?
Many, many years. And when they diagnosed me with a congestive heart failure, they told me, "Carrie, this is chronic. At best, we'll be able to manage it, but it's not going to get better. And right. it'll probably get worse," they told me. But yeah, it completely reversed and got better on carnivore, not on that medication. And here's the thing I want to mention about the medication. Like, doctors take an oath to do no harm. And I think most doctors are great and they're wonderful. So I'm not throwing doctors under the bus. But if you are only prescribing medication which doesn't treat the root cause of the problem, and so the problem perpetuates, and then you get side effects from the medication, and then you end up on more medications to deal with the side effects of that medication, isn't that in some way doing some harm to people?
Yes, the way you put that, definitely. I don't disagree with you there. And like you said, you know, most doctors, they come in with good intentions.
Right.
To be a doctor to help people. But, you know, unfortunately, the system is in such a way that it's the wrong model. It's the way we look at how we get chronic disease is wrong. And the way it's treated is wrong because It's based on economics. It's not based on health.
Right.
Like you said, you know, you go back to the money. Had your doctors been able to cure you of your CHF from just medications, how much money would these pharmaceutical companies be out of every year? Because you don't need them anymore. And right. That would mean less doctor visits, less imaging, less labs. So it doesn't serve their interests. And unfortunately, for medicine, it's not designed to improve health. It's to manage symptoms, keep people sick, stable but sick. And that's a terrible model.
Yeah.
We need to change that.
We do. Change those incentives. I don't know how to do it, but in retrospect for me, I'm like, I would have mortgaged my house and given like, here's 50% of all my future earnings if you can get rid of this depression, anxiety, congestive heart failure from me. There's got to be some way to do it where the incentives need to be, how many people can we heal of congestive heart failure, not how much money can we make off of people with it.
I think that what you're doing with your documentary, you know, Healing Humanity, that's going to open up a lot of eyes. You know, that's what we need. More people are going to see other stories from other carnivores who have been able to transform their health, their life. And, you know, hopefully you'll be able to get people to realize the answer is right in front of us. But the sad thing, it's not patentable. There's no money to be made off of ribeyes and eggs.
Right.
You can't slap a patent on a piece of beef.
Hopefully people will be inspired by you and your videos and this video and definitely the documentary. And the fact that it's not patentable and you can't make a bunch of money off of it was kind of what convinced me to do carnivore when I first started, because I kept looking for what's the catch? Like, where's Dr. Barry's like $10,000 program I got to pay for? And I'm like, this is all free information he just gave me. It's like, he just returned to a proper human diet, what humans have literally been eating since the start of time. Stop poisoning ourselves with this stuff. And it's just, do that. It's just free information. So,
you know, my mom always said the best things in life are free. They should be free. And so, you know, in that sense, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, what happened when there was no pharmaceutical big pharma 100 plus years ago? How did humans survive without metformin and all these different blood pressure medications? What did they do back then?
Right. Sunshine and fresh air and good food. Dr. High, you're really passionate about this. You became a doctor because you wanted to help people, and you're doing that now on your YouTube channel. Have you been able to change it all, I guess, in your professional career? I know there's a lot of constraints there, but have you been able to make any changes with how you treat patients?
Yeah, so that's a good question and one that I've been struggling with. It's difficult, right? The majority of the patients I see now are not open to carnivore. And so for me, it's kind of walking a fine line. How do I bring this up? Should I bring this up? Because there'll be a lot of people, if you just bring it up, who are not open to that idea. Sorry. They're going to look at you and think you're crazy. And obviously that can open up a lot of different issues I don't want to go down through. But there are some patients that I've had success with who I could just sense wanted something different, open to change. And then I'll bring up keto, I'll bring up carnivore. And I've had some incredible results with certain patients. Not as many as I would like. And that's why I started YouTube, so I can reach more people.
I love that. That's my only hope that I wish I would have had all those years going to the doctors, is I was going there in desperation. I don't think many of the doctors even knew this as an option, to be honest. But if one of them had, I wish they would have said something like, here's something to try kind of thing. Yeah. But I totally get it, because I try not to be too hard on doctors, because, well, we interviewed Dr. Robert Kiltz, and he said talking about diet with people is like trying to get someone to change their politics or religion. Like, good luck with that. It's really tricky. Yeah. But if someone's desperate enough, they're willing to listen if you're willing to tell them. So it's awesome that you're doing that. And I think your YouTube channel may also help you in that. I know Dr. Tony Hampton, he's become a good friend, and he's an incredible doctor. And he's experienced the same things you are. He's like, there's some people just, they don't want to listen. But his YouTube channel has been helpful, because sometimes he's like, well, maybe you want to watch this video. And he's done a video on the topic. That's the other part of the problem, I think, for a lot of doctors too, is
you're very busy and you see a lot of patients, and some of this stuff is nuanced. Like, you got to watch a 45 minute YouTube video to understand and answer all of the questions. So having that as a resource, I think, is great as well. So as I mentioned earlier, I'll have a link in the description for Dr. High's YouTube channel and all of his social media. If you enjoyed this video with Dr. Sam High, be sure to subscribe to my channel, because we have more videos coming out together very soon. And I recently did this video, you can see in the upper corner of the screen, talking about all of the arguments against fruit from my perspective and from the perspective of Dr. High as well. So be sure to watch that one next. Subscribe, tell a friend, and share this video. And if you want to learn more about the documentary we're working on, please visit healinghumanity.movie, where you can sign up for our email newsletter, you can watch our newest trailer, and you can support us if you'd like to donate to our documentary. It's completely crowdfunded. Thanks so much for watching.